the Carolina front seven present?
Oh, they a big one. You know, and a lot of times when you talk about front seven, you're talking about edge guys. And, you know, don't get me wrong, they have great edge rushers. They have great guys at the second level, but those two guys inside are tough. And they're playing at a high level. Obviously, played against these guys a few times over the last couple of years, and I feel like we have a good familiarity with them. But, you know, we have to make sure we prepare each and every day. As we get further in December, these games get more and more important.
Great. Did you ever dream that all your Notre Dame guys will be here and doing so well here when you were playing with the Irish?
Yeah. You know, we always, and when you're in college, you talk about one day hopefully playing in the NFL. We've had quite the contingent of Notre Dame guys throughout my 7 years here. It's changed a little bit since, you know, the original four or five, but it seems like we've always had at least three Notre Dame guys around here over the years, and it's fun to play with those guys that you grew up playing with in college.
You got more winning here than you did in Notre Dame.
Yeah, a little bit more winning here than we did at Notre Dame. Unfortunately, we were just pretty average at Notre Dame, but as long as we're winning here, I'm happy that we can worry about that later.
Talk about being a Notre Dame player. Mm-hmm. What's special about that?
Well, I mean, you look at all the players that were Notre Dame players before you, all the tradition that comes from that school, and, you know, just being a part of that is what's special.
Were you highly recruited?
A little bit. There was a few other schools that wanted me to come.
What sold you on Notre Dame?
The tradition. Coach Weiss, having connections to the NFL, being an NFL guy, it was my dream to play in the NFL, and that's why I chose there.
Tight ends are catching the ball more often.
Yeah, if you're going to throw the ball at tight end, I'll sign up for it, absolutely.
On that note, the last few years, it feels like there had been some struggles in the red zone. Not so much this year. How much do you kind of feel you've played a part in sort of clearing up any trouble there was?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's me. It's the emphasis that we put on. And I talked a little bit about it in the locker room in Atlanta. You know, we had two practices over the bye week, and 100% of our emphasis was on red zone and third downs in the red zone. And then you go back and look from that bye week till now, the success that we've had not only on offense on third down in the red zone, but on defense. We're holding teams to field goals and we're scoring touchdowns, and that's the difference in games most of the time.
Your ability to get open in the red zone, though, you lead a lot of receivers in the league in terms of red zone mm-hmm. efficiency. What's been kind of the key to that this year for you personally?
Oh, as a tight end, when you get inside the 20, that's where you got to make your money. You know, we have to make plays. We have usually a size mismatch. You know, most of the time we're bigger than guys that can cover us, and the quarterback knows that. And in most circumstances, you just throw a ball where only I can get to it. And, you know, you go back and look at a few of our touchdowns that we've had this year, and that's the case.
That play you scored is a touchdown, huh?
Yep.
What do you call that play?
No, I can't tell you that. That's top secret. You have to kill me, so I can't give you that.
If you had success with that a lot this year?
I think Pat does a great job in mixing up our calls in the red zone. I think that's one of the reasons why we've had the success. And I think also this has probably been the most balanced year we've had in the red zone. Seems like everybody's got three or more touchdowns, and that's huge because they don't know who we're going to.
Kyle, was it spend on the red zone stuff? Was it just a matter of spending so much time on it, or why do you feel that week of work or those 2 days of work was so effective?
Oh, you always go back on the bye week and kind of self-scout and figure out, okay, we're 8 weeks in. What have we done at this point? What have we done well, and what have we not done well? And we felt like one of the areas that we needed to improve on in order to get to where we want to be was the red zone and third down specifically in the red zone. So, you know, that's why we put that point of emphasis on it.
Good cases against the blitz, mm-hmm. and where the Panthers are kind of doing that whole bunch. I mean, how do you guys view the playmakers on offense? Like, what more
are
you guys can do in helping him in those situations?
Well, we're extremely confident in our guys up front to not only pick up pressure, but then you add that with Case's mobility and his ability to kind of extend plays a little bit. So as a receiver, as a tight end, as a pass catcher in this offense, you know, you just worry about getting open, and, you know, you have the trust in the other guys that the time is going to be there for us to get down the field and get open.
Kyle, I don't think you've dropped a pass at all this season. How much pride do you take in? How much pride do you take in that, and what are some of the keys of, you know?
Mostly, it's mental. It's spending the time pre-practice, post-practice, during special teams, when the defense is out there, just getting your hands on balls. It's, you know, if you can catch throughout the course of a practice, I may catch 5 or 6 balls in team periods, but you add up all the balls that you catch throughout the course of the day, you know, it could be 200-300 catches that you have, and it's just when the ball's in the air, focusing, you know, on a small point, mentally locking in and not worrying about what's around you. Most of the time as a tight end, there's traffic and you're in the middle of the field, so you just try to block that out and go make a play. You know, if the quarterback trusts you enough to throw the ball in traffic, then you got to help him out.
Well, you might not have the catches you did last year just because the offense has changed, mm-hmm. and different targets and all that.
Yep.
Do you think you're a better overall tight end with your blocking this year, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And believe it or not, I'm actually on the exact same pace that I was on last year. So, you know, it's – I think this year I've been more efficient. The targets were a lot higher last year. Mm-hmm. You know, you can credit that to playing from behind, throwing the ball a lot more, run game, whatever. The targets were a lot higher, but I think this year it's a lot more efficient on targets, and my receptions are actually right on track of what they were last year this time.
And then how about your blocking? How do you think that's
It's Clancy's been huge. You know, bringing in a guy that has an offensive line background and, you know, putting a point of emphasis on that and helping us from a technique standpoint. You know, the ability, the want to, that's always there. So when you add a little bit of technique stuff, I think we've found success in that this year.